You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for James Kelly. The first game for the Amory Warriors football is tonight at 7 p.m. against Grantsburg. Sports director Jimmy Cuska has more on changes for high school football this season.
High school football is back, and this season features a number of big changes. The playoff qualification system was overhauled in the offseason. The new metric awards points for victories, with wins over more successful teams counting for more points towards the postseason. The new system also puts teams into predetermined divisions, a change from nearly 50 years of the former practice.
And Douglas County residents are being asked to give feedback on new proposed flood maps. The maps were developed by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, with assistance from local and state officials. Douglas County property owners have until the end of October to appeal changes in the maps before they're finalized. FEMA officials will then notify residents of the effective date for the maps after reviewing all appeals and comments that they receive. The Polk County Public Health Department is warning about blue-green algae in Big Butternut Lake. Water with algae blooms is not safe to be in, and it can make you and your pet sick. Avoid water that looks like green pea soup or floating scum or mats, or if it has small green dots. If you think you've been exposed to blue-green algae, contact your doctor or the Wisconsin Poison Center. The Barron County Police Department is mourning the unexpected death of Officer Ben Smith. He'd been with the department since January 2024. And they're requesting assistance from the Barron County Sheriff's Department and other surrounding agencies, which is why you might notice police cars from other agencies over the next few days. For WLAK News, I'm Shali Pittman.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a weekend series tonight in Milwaukee against the Giants. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 4-1 win over the Cubs at Wrigley to snap a three-game losing streak. Bryce Tarang with a two-run homer to get things started.
You don't want to lose, but we know what this team is capable of doing. There is no panic. What happened yesterday and the day before that, it doesn't matter. Nobody really thought much of it. Obviously, you don't want to lose games, but you move on and you go out there and compete the next day. We're in a good spot. Team plays hard, and we want to win every game that we can.
NFL at the Packers training camp. A fight during joint practices with the Seahawks. Actually, three fights. One after practice. It started with a Seahawks player interfering with the Packers huddle.
Like, it's already disrespectful that they're in our huddle, and then somebody gets hit while we're in the huddle. You know, got to have some pride.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Summer is winding down, but there are still lots of activities in Milwaukee you can take advantage of before school starts and the weather changes. Check out Summer Night Movies in Veterans Park on Saturday nights. The movies are free and the popcorn is only a buck. If you're feeling a Latin vibe, check out Mexican Fiesta 2025 on Milwaukee's lakefront this weekend. The festival offers great food, music, and mariachi. And if you just want to mosey around outside, check out the annual 38th Street Block Party. The event starts at 12 p.m. Saturday, August 23rd. And offers free food, games, great music, and good Milwaukee summer vibes. And finally, if you haven't been to a Brewers game yet this summer, this would be a great weekend for fun at the old ballpark. Friday night, August 22nd, is Stranger Things night. The crew will be giving away Stranger Things-themed Brewer ball caps. And Sunday, August 24th, the Brewers are holding a Euchre celebration of life in honor of the legendary Bob Euchre. Enjoy these last few summer weekends, folks. Week 34 of the box office calendar is upon us, and there are three films opening in wide release. Honey Don't pairs director Ethan Coen with Margaret Qualley. The two collaborated on Driveaway Dolls and now team up to tell the story of a small town PI in this comedy crime drama. The film also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans, but it's pulling a less than 50% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Fantasy action movie Nuza opens this weekend and has rave reviews behind it. The follow-up to the original from writer-director Yu Yang is pulling an almost 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. If neither of those are your cup of tea, check out Relay, a mystery thriller starring Riz Ahmed and Lily James. Reviews so far are really good as it is pulling an 85% fresh rating. You could also have leftovers weekend and check out all the blockbusters still in theaters. Let's go to the movies. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. And in other September 5th movie release news, Highest the Lowest will also be available to stream at home on said date. The thriller, starring Denzel Washington and directed by Spike Lee, is currently in theaters in pseudo-wide release, but hard to find in Wisconsin. Highest the Lowest tells the story of a music producer who becomes the target of a ransom plot. Still not sure why the film is not more available theatrically with such a big star and famous director, but you can check it out in just a couple weeks on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, clearing out, lows in the mid-50s. Sunny and 70 degrees on Saturday. Saturday night, clear, 51. Mostly sunny, 66 on Sunday. Sunday night, clear skies, upper 40s.
It's 67 right now.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.